Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to Thursday Night Unscripted. Yay! I'm so excited. Yeah. My name is, for anybody who doesn't know, I can't imagine why you wouldn't, but I am Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with my co-host, Jean Albertson. How are you doing, Jean?
Howdy. How you doing? I'm doing good.
I'm doing really good because my husband and I went and bought a brand new washing machine because my old washing machine died. And so we're going to have a ceremony to, you know, commemorate it and thank it for all its wonderful washing and kick it to the street and get another brand new shiny one in its place. But,
do you remember,
Jean, the first time that we met Angela Kennedy over at Bountiful Farms, Farmers Market?
You know, I do.
It was the very first time that we were there, and then we came back 2 weeks in a row, and then we skipped, I think, 2 weeks because of my physical condition. I was just not well. And then we met up again with her and her husband, Mike, yesterday. And the beautiful thing is we had somebody scheduled for today's show, and I guess they forgot about me. They didn't follow through and give me the things that I needed. So I just happened to think about Angie. I texted her and I said, "Hey, are you free?" And she said, "Maybe. What do you want?" So I want to introduce her to our listeners in 60 countries. She's a Reiki master, a teacher, a practitioner, and a small business owner. She owns Spirit Rising Florida, but I think she's just an all-around human being. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you, Mary and Jean. It's so nice to be here.
Sure.
Now,
welcome.
You and Mike both have been apprenticed to a Peruvian shaman since March. Is that right? March 2017. A couple years ago.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
What does it mean to be apprenticed to a shaman?
That means a lot of spiritual work. So what we would do, and Mike more so in some aspects of this than I did, was we would help her with ayahuasca ceremonies.
Okay.
Like
my son recently went to an ayahuasca ceremony.
Oh.
He said, Mom, you need to try this. I said, I don't know. He goes, "Mom, you've done Cambo. Everybody here thinks you're a badass. You can do that."
I think you probably could, as long as your health conditions, you know, there.
Once I get my
definitely health conditions, people got to pay attention to.
Once I resolve my karma.
Well, sometimes it can help the karma resolution.
Really? Okay.
Really. It's very intense therapy.
Well, now,
very intense, like years and years of psychotherapy.
And not everybody.
Would you guys like to talk a little bit about what that is for some of us listeners and some of us that really aren't familiar with Cambo is?
Well, Cambo, not so much as ayahuasca, but I'll tell you real quick.
Ayahuasca.
Cambo is a Peruvian jungle medicine. It's from the Amazon.
Okay.
It briefly, very 30,000 foot flyover. The healer that I got connected with goes out into the jungle and he actually sings to the frogs, and he only works with the frogs that will come to his song. If they don't come to him on a given night, he won't work with them, with any of them. He doesn't believe in taking from the animals or the plants that he works with.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does, he works with these giant monkey tree frogs, which are poisonous, and he takes the poison, the toxin that they use for self-defense, and puts it on a little wooden paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, he administers it or teaches people how to administer it to themselves. And
I see.
It's
okay.
It's a natural toxin, and if you do it correctly, you can purge your body of a lot of toxins that are already there, and it helps you heal and clear. It is rather invasive, and part of my concern was I felt like I was self-harming to do it. You have to burn your skin to apply it. It's not a The procedure has some wonderful side effects. I mean, it makes you very relaxed, but before you're relaxed, you're very intensely involved in it. I had two wonderful incidences where I actually connected with Cambo Spirit and went into the void, and I would stay there if I could. But I'll let Angie tell more about ayahuasca because I don't know enough about it.
Sure. Thank you.
It's also an Amazonian medicine.
But it's from plants.
It's brewed into a tea. Yes. And
okay.
It's typically a combination. The ayahuasca is the vine, and then there is another plant, a lot of times chacruna or chalipanga, that is added in. And that will typically have DMT in it. And they work together to make you sit down and shut up and go inside yourself.
Gene and I would not do well with that.
It was very difficult for me too. I'm not good at surrendering. And you really have to surrender to the medicine. And it will be torturous until you do, because you're torturing yourself because you have no control over it. Just like we have no control over anything going on in our lives.
Right. Kind of an induced realization.
Yeah. So that's one of the first lessons ayahuasca will teach you, is that you really don't have any control.
Interesting.
Including of your body sometimes. So it's very physically intense. Spiritually and emotionally, it's definitely something you prepare for. You don't just show up somewhere and somebody says, hey, just drink a cup of this. You don't do it for fun. You want a very clean diet, and you want to abstain from everything, that alcohol, cigarettes, sex, just really clean. Just go in and fully surrender. And
sounds like my life already.
Right. And a lot of us, we could just go right in at a certain point, but especially in America, there's a lot of us who don't have a very clean diet or anything.
Right.
We have to prepare for that.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
When you say a clean diet, are you talking like vegan diet or...
yes.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a simply fruit or
like
if you had to go.
You really want to, each person, the more clean you prepare for this, the more you can just go in and deal with your internal conflicts and your healing, and the less time you spend throwing up or pooping. So you want to be really clean. You want no meats or dairy or sugar or caffeine. We're human and we all have our addictions. So I never personally fully gave up coffee, but I would cut down from 8 cups to 1 if I knew I was going into ceremony.
So how often do you do that ceremony?
It's been a couple years for me, but we did, it was after our son died that we were introduced to the shaman we apprenticed with, Anita Scott, and she convinced us, well, first me, she didn't convince me, but she told me about this medicine and how much it could help, because our grieving was, well, you know, anyone can imagine losing a child. It was horrible. And I won't go into all that tonight because I'm not trying to make people cry, but or myself. So I went into ceremony to help with my grieving process. And when I came back, Mike saw how much that had helped me and realized that he needed to go into ceremony too. Because when one person heals, it heals the people around them. And you have this ripple effect. So we did a total, I think for me, 18 different ceremonies over the course of about 2 years. Usually they were weekend-long ceremonies.
Right, right. That's what I've heard. Now,
so,
where
and
do
it's
you...
a lot. Some people do it once and they never need to do it again.
Well, my son told me that he met with a group of people. He went to Kentucky to do it, and he met with a group of people, and two of the people were a father and daughter couple, and the father had done it several times, and he said, I can't wait, you know, he couldn't wait till his daughter was 18 so she could do it herself. Mm-hmm. He just felt that it was something important for her to do.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful healing medicine. We've seen some people, it can be, afterwards you feel so, it just brings you so close to God when you truly surrender to the medicine. The peace that you feel is just incredible. And some people forget that you can go back to that every moment without medicine. Once you've met Mother Ayahuasca, you never unlose the ability to reconnect. But there is a temptation to keep going back to it just for that afterglow.
Mm. Well, and I can say that with Cambo, if I could be certain that I'd be able to go visit Cambo's spirit and be in the void again, I would do it. But every time I've done Cambo, it's been different.
Same with ayahuasca. Sometimes it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, and sometimes you put yourself through hell.
Yeah.
It can be, Mike's sitting here like, sometimes it's a nightmare.
The nightmare comes from within, though, right?
Right.
Always.
Yes. And you always end up on the other side of that nightmare, realizing what changes you need to make in your life to get out of that nightmare.
Yeah, I think this is something else we need to pursue. Talk about a little bit more. There's so many things. I learned so much more about you today. Just getting pictures and going through your Instagram than I've ever been able to in the last month or so that I've known you, because we've been busy at each, you know, at our independent businesses during this farmers market.
Right. And some of these farmers markets, you know, I love doing the little local farmers markets. They're so much fun. I love to get to know people and meet them and really connect and see how I can help. But they don't always seem to be the right venue where they're going to want happy.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer and I have had that conversation. I think Gene and I have had it as well. I know we did yesterday. The people that love our wands and guidance discs may not be at every event. And I can tell you, Bountiful Farms, they love the artisan aspect of the wands and the headpieces, but they're not sure what to do with the wands. They think they're pretty and they think they're whimsical.
Right.
But what am I supposed to do with it? Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at it. You can cast spells with it. You can play whatever, you know,
the
sky's the limit. They can kind of get an idea of what to do with the headpieces, oh, I can wear it like a little crown or whatever. Everybody knows how to handle the soap, but we've actually had some people who, you know, because our soaps have a little crystal inside, a little gemstone. And we've had people say, well, why did you put the rock in there? Well, for fun, for a little guidance, you know, here's a list of what each rock is. You look at it and say, oh, well, I've got a garnet in my stone. And this is what the garnet means. No, not interested. You know, it's just interesting how different people gravitate toward different things. And that's one reason that Be Unique has so many different venues and aspects to us.
Well, up until I
looked at your website and watched your, you know, looked through your Instagram today trying to find some pictures, I thought you were just a nice little tea lady. You know, you had bells. You had
nice
these cute little
tea lady.
Yeah. I mean, you had incense and you had, I think you had the terapes when I first met you. And I thought, okay, well, that's cool. I know what that's for. And I just walked on because I didn't need one. But I didn't see the hape. I just saw the little administrative tool. I don't know what you call it. But and Jean's probably going, what is a terape? So maybe you could explain that a little bit better than I can. What is it called?
Well, I'm not 100% on the pronunciation. If it's a curip or a curipe, it's probably
that's
a curipe.
Right.
But
yeah, I knew I spelled it wrong in my head.
I hear it both ways. Or some people will call it an applicator.
And that's kind of what it is. Now, what is the one for two people?
That's a tepi.
Tepi.
And some people probably have no idea where we're at all right now.
No, they don't.
Devices.
Nope.
Just one person, right, Jean?
So these are devices that are used to apply sacred shamanic snuff, which is tobacco that's mixed with sacred tree ash.
Mm-hmm.
And then you combine those and you blow them into your nose.
Oh, like the Yanomami people you do. I was I read about those folks with the ash.
If you've ever watched a National Geographic documentary of the people in the Amazon jungle, almost always they'll show you a ceremony. And I know that in Peru especially, Victor, the healer that I work with or have been working with up until I met Angela and Mike, I'm gonna cheat on Victor. He told me that some of the tribesmen will take 9 to 12, I don't want to say hits, but doses of the snuff at a time. I can do one, maybe two or three times a week, and that's it. That's all I need. And
that's good.
Help me with this if I'm wrong. It does help open the third eye, does it not? Is that not part of the purpose? Okay.
Yeah. It opens the third eye. It decalcifies the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
It helps release trauma. It's very, very grounding. What else is this?
Well, I find
sounds like a pretty good batch of help right there.
It's really good for focus.
Yeah.
For me, now, the mixture that I've got, in addition to the tobacco and ash, there's I believe he said spearmint and eucalyptus.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is nice.
We don't have any minty type yet, but we do have a few that we add some herbs to give it a little bit of a different healing quality.
And the the one that you use for yourself, it's interesting. It's shaped like a V. So you've put
that's
one.
That's the curate.
Yeah. That's easy for you to say. but, huh? You know, and you use about the size of a very small pea that's the size of a dose. And good googly moogly, if you ever increase that dose and you don't realize it. And I've done that before. And it's like so very potent. But it's really good for meditation. For me, it's good to start my week. I like to start on Mondays with a little hit of that because it kind of reminds me, okay, now we're down to business.
Right. Yeah. It's really good for that. I actually, when I very first was introduced to Rappe, I was having major sinus issues. I was having nosebleeds daily. My sinuses were so messed up. And this actually took care of my nosebleeds. I was shocked. I thought it would make it worse. Now, you can overdo it and end up with a nose that runs all the time. And I made that mistake, too.
Well, I figured out how frequently I need to use it, because if I overdo it, I find that I'm either sneezing all the time or my nose is running. And if I get the mixture and the frequency right, I never have used it more than once a day. But if I do it correctly, it just provides a clarity and a focus that, and like you said, grounding. It helps ground me and keeps me from being anxious.
Yes.
So other than drugs, which is kind of what it is.
Plant medicine.
It is medicine. Yes. Yes, thank you. It's all medicine, and it's all natural and based on Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You do other things too. You have amazing jewelry that you custom make, right?
Yes, thank you. And most of it is with Palo Santo beads.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people listening are probably familiar with Palo Santo, for burning it like sage. And the beads do the same thing. They're very grounding. They clear out negative energy. They smell good for forever. I made myself a bracelet months ago, and it still smells really good. And so I've been having a lot of fun with that.
And you have bells. I love my
bells. All my the noise makers. Everything is
bells.
Little... Mobile metaphysical shop is about helping people feel better. And sometimes all you got to do is make some noise.
Yep.
Make some noise and a little bit of movement. And what I find, the bells encourage me to move. Even if it's just as simple as raising my hands over my head and shaking my bells for all I'm worth, which is a good thing that they're not in my office right now. You'd be hearing my bells ringing. I do. I, you've seen it, Gene. I get a little crazy with the bells on. They make me happy. And
well, I've taken to this time of year. I've been able to wear mine around my belt. So wherever I walk, I've just got a little bit of a jingle,
And nobody notices. Nobody cares. But if you do it in June, they're like, what's that weirdo doing?
Well, no, I'm the cool kid.
Right? Like, who cares if they think it's weird, right?
Yeah, they will.
Do you remember?
You go around shifting the energy everywhere.
Well, when my kids were little, they used to wear those hard white shoes. Because my kids are old, like I am. And to tie them, but fix it so that the babies couldn't get their fingers caught up in the shoestrings, there was a little thing that we put on the end of the shoestring, and we put a bell in it. I didn't know that was probably part of medicine magic right there. Just for that baby to keep hearing the bells.
Yeah.
A lot of the old things that we did that we took for granted that we just did because our mothers did and our grandmothers did. We don't question why, we just do it. Gene and I talk a lot about some of the old things that our grandmothers taught us. They seem to always come up in our conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of grandma and grandpa stories, you know, and that's where most of this stuff comes from, you know, and I think we forget about that in this modern age of Google and even my olden day Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, is our grandparents were who taught us all these things that we were talking about a little bit ago, these substances, these connections to God and nature, and we already knew it at one point. It's kind of fun, I think, kind of coming back and learning it again, I guess.
Now,
old vintage is original again.
Yeah. Well, everything that was old is new again. And there's nothing new under the universe.
No.
Angie, you were sending me Reiki yesterday. And I think that in combination with what Mike did just totally made a difference in my in my healing. It has started the healing process, kind of amplified the healing that I was working toward. But I think also the messages that you sent me through text helped me personally get to where I needed to go and just kind of kickstart this. But can you explain what Reiki is to our listeners?
Sure. Reiki is taking that universal energy. Well, it's a Japanese technique of taking the energy from the universe, whatever a person believes that to be, God or source or spirit or whatever resonates.
I just call him Gus.
Taking and allowing it. Gus?
God, universe, spirit.
Oh, yes.
Gus.
So it's allowing that the Reiki practitioner will allow that energy to flow through them and channel it sometimes intentionally to a specific location, like somebody's feet if they're in pain, or sometimes we'll channel it in a way and just allow that energy to go wherever it needs to go. It helps with grounding, focus, balancing the chakras, all kinds of things. I've had people in a session go through a past life recall. There was one woman, I didn't know she had she had broken her tailbone, and she swears it and has never heard again since that moment. I don't even know she had an issue with that. And it just flowed where it needed to go. It's a huge variety of what happens in a Reiki session. I like to use a spirit drum during Reiki sessions because I love sound, and the vibrations of the drum help to release a lot of trauma and to be grounded. And is it the theta waves? I think it's theta waves that the drum produces. It could be delta. Delta. Mike says delta over here. Those
I think delta is correct.
Process.
So some of those lower boom vibrations. So I know Jennifer, I think it was the first time that we met you. She was really excited because she got a turkey feather from you.
Yes, so she did. And I just got more of those. So I'm going to be crafting with them soon.
What's the significance of a turkey feather?
The turkey is the giveaway bird. It's all about abundance and grounding. The turkey knows it has everything it needs and just gives away whatever because it's taken care of and it's going to just share. And some
Unlike
people think that
cardinal
that's weird
who
use that. Like, go ahead.
No, I was saying, unlike the cardinal, who you said you actually found a cardinal feather, but they don't often leave feathers behind.
Right. I think it took me over 20 years to receive my first cardinal feather.
Wow.
And that's always having cardinals nesting in my yard.
Hmm.
So that was a very beautiful gift. That's definitely something special I'll keep for a very long time.
Now,
the turkeys are constantly giving their feathers.
That's funny. And is that one of the reasons that a lot of indigenous people use the turkey feathers for smudging?
I think so. I think part of it is because they're easy to get a hold of. You don't have to harm the bird to get the feather. They just give them away. And for me, I just feel like that's a good energy. Like the prayers and the energy are being carried away by the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Who's grounding and knows that he has enough.
That is so cool. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to grasp, is that every one of us, no matter where we are enough. You're perfect exactly as you are, with even with your flaws, but we always have enough. And we don't need to constantly be striving to achieve more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to know and experience with what we have already, you know. That's kind of what I have found.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I enjoy. I mean, I enjoy reading and things, but I really enjoy getting a new cut or just a piece of non-polished crystal. I mean, I recently got a fluorite, that piece of green fluorite that's like got little secret chambers inside and stuff. And if you, it's like you can hold it in different light and turn it different ways, and it like has whole light shows and scenarios inside of it and stuff. And we were just talking about, you had mentioned chakra, and yeah, just the sheer light that we have to play with on a rock that is just was laying around on the ground somewhere. You know, that's I look at it all the time. You know.
Angie, how is a spirit drum different from a regular drum, any other drum?
It connects with your spirit and connects with the spirit of God to the spirit of the person it's being played for. Mine, I built myself. Actually, I have a couple of friends I could introduce you to. They do workshops, and you get to choose the type of leather that's in your drum, and you build it yourself. All your energy goes in it. Mine happens to be a buffalo. And she was a mother. And she just has this beautiful, beautiful energy.
And then I guess your spirit steed.
Your spirit steed? I'm going to have Mike share something that I haven't,
okay.
I don't think I've heard before. Is that okay?
Sure, of course, it's fine. Okay. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Fine?
Yeah.
Hello.
The more the merrier.
Hey, for sure. Howdy.
The name of the show is Unscripted, right?
It
yeah,
is Unscripted.
Exactly.
And you guys should call in Friday at 4, anytime after, between 4 and 6. We're having a big show inviting everybody we know to call in. And it's going to be our holiday show. We're going to talk about traditions, but you had something important to say. What is it?
I have no idea.
Spirit steed.
Well, yes, the drum, the frame drum is what it's actually called, is known in some cultures as the steed for journey. So when you leave your body, the drum is being played, and this is calling your spirit out. And this just helps you travel to the spirit realms, the lower realms, the upper realms, and the mid realms, and all other places in between. So it's considered sort of like your horse or the animal that you ride into the spirit. So it's your faithful steed.
I think I definitely need to go to one of those workshops.
Interesting. Yeah, very cool. Like your vehicle to the other realm.
Poor Curtis doesn't stand a chance. I'm going to be playing my drum, ringing my bells, snapping my healthy feet.
I will give
feet.
You common duties info.
Okay. this is exciting.
Yeah.
And Gene's been talking about we needed drums in our noonday show, and he wants to get me a keyboard, so I can play music, and I'm not a musician at all. I play the radio very adeptly. That's it.
Well, I think get together and do some gigging, jamming, and we'll make our own music.
Yeah. I make my own music in my head
all the time. Yeah, we could be doing this at Bountiful Farm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We should have a little parade in the next time we get together in January or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring my bells. I'll bring both of my bells. My husband was so excited that I brought bells home. He took one and claimed it for himself, but I'll snag his bells and I'll put them in both hands and I'll just be ringing all through the day. I don't know. It's just something.
Mike ended up with one of those bells for himself too.
Did he? They're just,
well,
they're,
that's
I don't
what,
know. They're,
that's
they're
what I came
absolute.
Over to, there to find. I came over to get one for me, and there wasn't one. Mary got them all.
Yeah, I had bought them both. I would say I'm sorry, Gene, but I'm not.
I understand. I understand.
Oh, man. You guys are so much fun. I can't. As they say, I can't even.
Go ahead. Build water all over my lap. So,
well, congratulations! Now you're all
no
wet.
Better water than coffee.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about. I when I was preparing, you know, it's difficult because usually I have at least a week or two to prepare for a guest on the show, and I get to do a little research, and I just kind of crammed it all in today, and then the washing machine decided it needed to die, and Curtis decided today was the day to go buy a new one because they were on sale. And I'm watching my clock and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to call Gene and tell him he has to take over the show and run the studio tonight. And that wasn't going to make me happy because I was going to be talking with you guys. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, I actually know what it is. And Mike mentioned it yesterday. But I would like for Angie to explain to our listeners who may not know, what is Florida water? And why isn't it Kentucky water or Chicago water?
Why isn't it Chicago water? Well, Florida is really cool. But it's because Florida means flower, right?
Florida means land of flowers.
Land of flowers. So it's flower water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's actually the water I was mentioning is Agua de Florida.
Agua de Florida.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And there is, there's a lot of people are probably familiar with Lamon and Kay's Agua de Florida. Mm-hmm. And we used to carry that and we love it. It's great stuff, especially the yellow one. That one is really good for doing cleanses on people.
That one is
pretty and you can put it in your mouth without dying. Yeah. Well, Mike can put it in his mouth and spray it at people without dying. I cannot. It's definitely not my thing. And we also make a version of flower water of our own. It's based on the same thing because for a little while with COVID, you know, everything was really hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
So we got creative. And so we'll put ours out under the moon during different new moons or full moons or eclipses or, you know, all the, this water needs this energy. And we'll put it out there.
Yeah, all the high energy water.
Play with it. Yeah. Yeah, like we had some super triple blood moon water. That was good stuff. We used that all up. But that was fun to make. And it's different essential oils that we'll add every time. But it all just helps clear out negative energy, bring in good energy.
Well,
add it to mop water or wash walls water or spray it on myself.
I know that a couple of years ago, the Beyonce's sister Solange made a point to carry Florida water in her bag to one of the, I think it was the Met Gala.
Huh.
And it became a real big kind of big deal because you could see the bottle through her bag was like made out of net and crystals and you could see it in the bag and made a very big deal of putting, reapplying it throughout the evening.
Oh, well, it does smell really good.
and you can change it.
Some people use it just for perfume.
Yeah. But you can change it around with the kinds of flowers you add to it, right? And change its...
Right.
It's the intention, I guess, is the word I'm thinking of.
Yes. And we encourage people to make their own, too. Like, everything that we do is... We want to help people start, it's all tools to help people to heal themselves. So we love when people, tag us on Instagram and say, hey, I blended these herbs from Spirit Rising, and this tastes great, and it's helping me with my anxiety. And when they haven't been able to in forever, and different things, it's all about just helping people feel better and to learn how to do that on their own.
Yeah, you said
more than once that it's true that everybody has it in them to do it themselves and to heal themselves.
And what's interesting, I counted, how people count sheep before they go to sleep. I typically count not even blessings. I count my gratitudes. I don't count them. I just list them off. But last night I was counting how many healers I've been to over the last, since 2012. Is that 8 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When this skin issue first originated, came up to about 25, 26. And
wow.
Kind of lost track. A lot of them were traditional Western doctors, but the majority were not. A lot of them are more holistic or traditional Chinese medicine, a lot of energy healers. And only yesterday did I feel some actual, almost, I won't say it was instant. It took the course of the day. And the real healing started, I think, when I learned about my past life, and I immediately jumped in the, I can write it, but I can't say the word. It seems like Ho'oponopono. And just reciting that over and over and talking to my previous life incarnations to get them all together and let's all heal together here. And I went to bed last night feeling like my feet really hurt still, but I trusted and I believed. And this morning, I almost sprang out of bed. I felt so good. So I know I still have a lot more work to do, but I've always felt that this is something I can do myself, but I have to remember how. And that's why I'm so grateful to have you and Mike in my life, because now with Spirit Rising and you kind of in my corner, I can get the tools that I need to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
laugh
wonderful.
At me.
We're happy to
Don't
help.
You laugh
That's
at me.
That's awesome.
Laughing. No.
We all need. Oh. Well, I think it's easy. We've gotten into a habit, as Americans at least, of putting our health in the hands of other people, other experts. He has a degree on his wall. She's been to this school or that school. Or she's got this certification or that certification. This person must know more than me. And yes, maybe they do. I mean, I'm not a Reiki master, and I'm certainly not a medicine woman. I don't have anywhere the amount of skills you've got with herbs. But I do know when my body says this is not right. I know when, I know how to reach into my higher self and test, is this good? Is this bad? And I forget sometimes to do that. And I think we all do.
I know I do. I get so busy, I'm like, I don't have time to meditate. What? That's when you need to do it. Both.
Yeah.
I'll catch
you. Several people have said, Mary, you need to stop doing so much. You just need to be. I'm like, I am being. I am being busy. Leave me alone. Tuesday when I went to Lisa, I went to my energy healer in Winter Park. Winter Park, Winter Garden, one of those. It's got a winter in it. It's on the other side of Orlando. And she told me, she said, you need to walk more. And I broke down in tears. And I said, I can't get my shoes on. How can I walk? She said, well, you need to do something. You need to move your legs. You need to, and all I did yesterday was sit. And today all I've done is walk. I walk so much that my husband said, you need to slow down or you're going to hurt yourself. He said, you do this all the time. You start feeling better and then you get busy and then your body rebels because you've been so busy. He said, just sit down with the cat. I'm like, okay. Oh, man. I'm going to play a quick little commercial break and give everybody a minute to catch our breath. I'm the only one talking, it feels like, but I know I'm not. I tend to take over. Y'all have to reel me in.
Well, I'm learning all kind of stuff. It's fun. It's excellent.
I know.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, you have missed about 45 minutes of a wonderful show. I'm here with my co-host, Jean, and I'm with Angela Kennedy. And in the background, Mike is over there rolling his medicine. What is it? It's not muchacho.
Mapacho.
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 And that is ceremonial tobacco, right? Okay, so we've talked about so much tonight. So, Angie, what is it that excites you about Spirit Rising?
Watching people heal, to break free of their traumas and step into their selves.
How long have you been a healer?
I very first was attuned to Reiki in 2002. And like a lot of other people, when they first get attuned, you get excited about something and then it kind of fizzles away and then you go through. In 2004, Mike had a really bad back injury. So I got a lot more active with the Reiki. They said he would be in a wheelchair by the time he was 30.
Oh, wow.
Being in a wheelchair. He has rough days, but he doesn't need a wheelchair, and I don't think he ever will. And I think the Reiki and his sheer stubbornness as well. He's just not going to be in a wheelchair. Maybe some kind of combination of the two. So I practiced Reiki on and off. But then in 2016, when our son died, I was like, why didn't I know that that was coming? How did I not know that he was as sick as he was? And I did a lot more. I finished all the rest of attunements after that. Mm-hmm. And got a lot more serious about it and really needed to be able to share it with others. That was my It was just what I had to keep myself busy. I've always been, I got to stay busy. So mm-hmm. Reiki is what kept me busy. I had to help other people. Like, I couldn't help him, but I'm going to help the toning
sure.
for something.
That's interesting. That I like
aha
that.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he saying in
still
the background?
Still love doing it. He's like, da 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 da.
Superwoman to the rescue.
Yeah.
So you haven't always been an overachiever?
No. I was a mom, and that's my job.
That is?
Yeah. Away. He had special needs. He had an ODD and OCD and ADHD, and he needed a lot of attention. And I had another
initial
son
man.
That was older than him. A what?
I said he's initial man.
Yeah.
All those letters.
He
he's
all
initial.
The titles.
Yeah.
And all the different types of therapies to help him to learn how to function. It was really time consuming.
You started to say something about your older son.
He was there too. He didn't have all the special needs, but you know, he needed time as well. I wasn't gonna just ignore one age. So they kept me busy with all their little boy tumbling around and nonsense. So I was just really busy. I didn't have the time to really, as a lot of women with young children, we put ourselves aside while we raise our kids.
Yeah.
And I did it too.
Well,
and race around.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we feel that if we stop and take care of ourselves for just a moment, that we're neglecting them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's really hard to remember how important self-care and self-love is.
It is. It is. And I because we do a lot of and but I love the work that I do. So being a mom too. But I just find things to do. I can't stand to sit. It drives me crazy.
There's always something fun to do.
Yeah.
Now,
I know that you source your products from a particular region in Peru. Do you get them anywhere else?
We get our medicines from a friend of ours in Lima. And she works with the Shipibo tribe. We tried a couple other sources, and it just didn't work, unfortunately. So we trust now.
And I think I saw something on your Instagram. Go ahead.
Oh. We used to actually own from the Amazon. Everything, all of our herbs were only from the Amazon until COVID hit, and they went on lockdown. And their lockdown was so much worse than ours. Our friend in Peru, she was only allowed, I think, 300 yards away from her house twice a day to walk the dog.
Huh.
And that was it. And they knew if you had already walked your dog. It was very severe lockdown. And that we had to choose either to go out of business or find another source for teas.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we found we found a few different companies in the States and from each just to see if their product was good enough. And that's when we started working with that. We got the huge variety that we have now and started working with the local, more Native American plant medicine.
Cool.
But and they source from all over the world. But we're excited now. We're being able to stock our Peruvian medicines again.
That's nice. Really good.
Yeah,
I know
those are our favorite.
I guess it was right at the beginning of COVID. Wasn't that when you were having issues with customs?
Yes, right at the same. Well, customs is always an issue. But our very first order, as soon as we were allowed to place an order, I decided as a spiritual person, I am protected and I could place a much bigger order than what the typical standard was supposed to be, and I would be fine. And unfortunately, that did not work out for me.
Oh.
And we never received that like $900 order.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I knew better. You know, sometimes you know better and you do it anyways. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should have
lesson learned. Yeah.
Yeah. And even sometimes orders. Yeah, I had one. It just showed up on my doorstep a couple of days ago. Customs has had it for 2 months. I'd given up on it.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't like, as big an order, but it was exciting to see it.
That's crazy.
And maybe one day that huge order will show up.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe all of a sudden you'll get a great big order all at once.
Yeah.
It'll be right after you buy it from
that
somebody.
That would be so wonderful. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one that showed up yesterday is stuff that we have already since reordered, but that's okay. It's good medicine. It'll get used.
Sure.
Well, guess what time it is, folks? It's time for us. First of all, I want to tell everybody where they can find you online. And your website is spiritrisingflorida.com, correct?
Yes.
And from there, they can link to you on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. I am on there. I'm not real active on there. But we're there.
I was trying to remember.
To our website. So.
Yeah.
And I think we ascertained this right before the show actually started. You have some things that are only available in person at events.
Yes.
And but most of your products are available online. Correct?
Most of them, yes. I have not listed anything liquid. Most of that's not on our website. Mm-hmm. I have not listed the incense. And I think I may start bringing, I haven't carried the rape and the curups with me to most of the local markets, but I may start carrying just a little bit, just in case.
I just try to say, take one or two and
have a little. And maybe
have
a list
little,
of what,
maybe have a little sign.
You never know.
Gene's a big fan of the subtle sign that the one person that needs it will read it. But maybe you have a little sign.
Yeah.
Ask about our hot bay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think the Bountiful Farms clientele are a little different than what we mostly would adhere to. But we it's still an amazing group of people that come to those events.
It is.
I think it's growing. It's becoming a kind of event of its own. Kind
yes.
Of part, coming from a bistro, from a market, from a produce, a farm, kind of a new thing.
And the people are changing every week. There's always a different audience, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially right now is it's the time of year where the population gets quite large.
Right.
Yeah.
Because all the snowbirds come in.
Yes. Well,
and just the family of the farm at Bountiful Farms is they're all just amazing people.
Oh, they are.
Absolutely.
I was I was sitting when Gene and I got the tent mostly set up. I told him, I said, look, I have to go sit under that tree. I mean, I shuffled like a little old lady. I am old, but I'm not little. But I literally shuffled across the grass because I couldn't pick my feet up. Because if I picked my feet up, that meant I had to put them down. And then putting them down on the ground was painful. Mm-hmm. So I just shuffled over to the tree, found a chair, and I sat in it because I needed to be under the tree canopy and have my feet flat on the ground and be near the roots and just soak in that tree love. And I think it was Jenny who came by. She said, if you want to, you can just take one of our chairs and put it under your tent. And she thought I was just sitting there because I needed a place. I have chairs. I needed to be under the tree. Is this okay? She says, you can stay here all day if you want to, honey. And I thought that was just so sweet of her. And, I was maybe there, I don't know, 10 minutes, and I felt much more restored. I almost didn't go yesterday. I almost called Jean up and canceled because I was in that much pain.
But I'm glad you did.
Oh, I'm so glad I came because if I hadn't, I wouldn't have met Mike and I wouldn't have received the amazing healing that I got. And I certainly wouldn't have gotten that message that you sent me in text about Mr. Thatcher. So all of these things happened because they were supposed to. And I'm just grateful that I listened because, my body was saying, stay home, put your feet up, go soak in a tub, just don't do anything all day long. You need to take care of yourself. But that little voice that I've come to understand as God's voice said, you need to go. And so I went.
Giddy up.
And Jean and I have some of our best brainstorm sessions on that 2-hour drive across the state.
Well, we've saved the world at least twice so far.
I was thinking it was more like three times.
Maybe three this time.
Yeah, we save the world and we create a little bit of havoc as we go through. But it's a lot of fun. It's been an hour that we've been talking, more than an hour, actually.
Oh, my goodness. That went fast.
Yeah, I told you it was just like a conversation. It's just a conversation with us. And when you're talking about something you're passionate about, I'm so glad you were able to accommodate us, because otherwise Jean and I would have saved the world a fifth time.
Yeah. But there's still
time. It does need some saving.
It does. And I think with combined energies like ours and Kathy from the Little Green Oasis, I don't think you met her. Mike can hear me, right? Can Mike hear me? Or is he listening to music?
Yes.
Kathy had the tent next door to us. And because we live so far away, she always invites us back to her house for a quick bathroom break before we go, get in the car and head back across the state. And so when we were at her house yesterday, she said, what was that guy doing to you? And I said, oh, he was a healer. And I said, he laid hands on me and he helped. And I told her the experience I felt the energy moving from my shoulder across my back and down my arm and into his hand. And she said, but what was that noise? I said, oh, that stuff. I said, I don't know what it was, but it worked.
Well, that was you releasing the energy, right? And shifting it.
Yeah, I could feel it shifting. It was the most amazing thing I felt in about 8 years. So it was nice.
Wow. Well, he is amazing. He's a keeper.
You better keep him.
I'd be stupid not to.
Yes. You got to have somebody do the heavy lifting, right?
Right.
Nice.
It is nice when he gets to come to the market with me. That kind of easier with a second person.
Yeah, it's a lot easier with two people, I know. And Gene just ignores my request or my offer to help. By the time I finish saying, Gene, can I help you? Or here, let me pull this arm. Or what? He's already got it up. He's ready to rock and roll. He doesn't slow down.
But it's a system, you know.
Yep, he's figured it out, and he's working on another system that's going to make life a lot smoother for all of us. At the end of our hour, Gene and I typically end with parting words. And I wondered if you wanted to participate in that with us, Angie.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you've got your words ready, go for it. Otherwise, I'll tell you what mine are.
Okay, let's hear yours.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how you feel, you can be kind. And no matter who you see out in the street or when you walk out of your room and turn around and see another person, that person may be going through something you don't know what's happening. So if you're not kind, you could be adding more strife to their life. So my words are always be kind.
Very nice. Well, and I just am going to say that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right, whatever it is.
That's why we ring our bells.
Yes. But I'd like to add that this is kind of a hard time for some of us to stop and breathe. And just put one foot in front of you. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holidays are hard for a lot of people for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Angie, Mike, thank you both for joining us tonight.
So much.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
I want to have you on the show again another time.
Sure. Definitely. Regular.
Okay.
All right, right now we're booked through.
Maybe we could get Mike to talk more next time. Probably not.
A man of few words means he's still waters that runs deep.
Yes.
He's a deep thinker, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. What? He's over there mumbling. I can't hear him.
He's like, I don't know what that means.
What, the still waters or the deep thinker part?
Either one. And the deep thinker.
Man after my own heart.
Oh, Mike, it just means we love you. That's all.
Awesome.
You better, because if you don't love me now, you'll love me later. I'm like the baby dinosaur. Do y'all remember that old cartoon? Or was it cartoon? It was Claymation?
The mama.
Oh, not the mama.
Uh-oh.
You gotta love me.
Yeah.
You gotta love me.
My little sister watched that a lot.
Oh, I love that show. That was so much fun. All right, folks. Yeah. I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to press this button, and it's going to ride us right on out of here. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
See you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
I think we could talk for another 2 hours.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.